Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Someone once challenged me to see if I could find grace in the Sermon on the Mount. Did Jesus teach grace, or was it all law? One of the most encouraging things Jesus said in the entire Sermon on the Mount is in chapter 7, verse 11, where he said, "You are evil." Today, we'll find out why that's so encouraging and an example of grace upon grace. Jesus isn't ignorant of the fact that human fathers are evil. He actually says that right there in verse 11. He says, "You, though you are evil..." And notice, by the way, that Jesus says "you" and not "we." He doesn't include himself. He's not like every other pastor, all other religious leaders, pastor. We all say, we're all sinful. You know, we all fall. We all stumble. Jesus never says that. He never includes himself when it comes to that, because it would be untrue. So he has to say "you." And this is an important statement on the doctrine of depravity, human depravity. The doctrine that man is sinful, it's very instructive, because one thing it tells us is obviously the depravity of man does not mean that man is as bad as he can be, because Jesus is acknowledging the goodness of giving good gifts to your children while you're evil. And so that's one thing. But another thing it tells us is our evil is so profound that even in the moment when we're expressing love to our children and giving them good gifts, that does not override our being evil. It's at precisely that moment that Jesus calls us evil. So we're evil. And yet we still give good gifts to our children. And, well, just let me take it a little aside here, just as a rabbit trail. I want to encourage you. I want to offer you, I want to point something out to you in verse 11 as an encouragement. And it's those words, "You are evil." Underline those words in your Bible. "You are evil." And you're looking at me like, "Daryl's not working. I'm not feeling the encouragement." I believe this is one of the most encouraging words in the entire Bible. Here's why. Sometimes you can read the Sermon on the Mount and get really discouraged. You know, you're reading, it's like, "Oh, well, this is so hard. I fall so far short. I must not even be in the kingdom. I must not even be in the family of God. I'm probably like the Pharisees or something, because this is just..." In fact, some people just reject the kingdom, the Sermon on the Mount altogether, and they just write it off as it's law. It's not gospel. Or they'll say it belongs in some other age, some other dispensation. It can't apply to us. It's just too hard. There are people who have said, I've had people ask me, "You show me one place in the whole Sermon on the Mount where there's grace." In fact, I had a pastor once say to me, "You show me anything Jesus ever said that's grace. It's all law." And so he rejected Jesus' words for this age. He said that we only pay attention to Paul. Well, if you want to find grace in the Sermon on the Mount, it's not hard to find. In one place you can really find it is right here in verse 11. Let me read verse 11 again. "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your..." What's the next word? Father. Your Father in heaven give good gifts to you. You underline that, "your Father." You underline those two phrases, "you are evil" and "your Father," and you will see grace. Do you realize that these people who are children of God, who are in the kingdom, are evil people? You are evil and simultaneously a child of God. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that condones sin or that justifies disobeying God or in any way. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is what kind of people make it into the family of God and become genuine children? Evil people. The Sermon on the Mount is filled with grace from beginning to end. You don't have to overcome all of your evil in order to be a child of God. The very first verse of the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are The poor in spirit. The people who are spiritually destitute, bankrupt, have nothing to offer spiritually. Those are the only people that can get in. That's grace. The greatest news ever given for evil, spiritually bankrupt people is the Sermon on the Mount, which teaches that those people, only those people, can enter heaven and become sons and daughters of God.
Jesus isn't shy about calling us all evil, and none of us can argue. We all know it. If you ever doubt the doctrine of human depravity, just let yourself go. Let yourself go for a year. Do whatever you feel like doing. Put no effort into fighting sin in your life. We all know the train wreck that would result from that. Jesus calls us evil, and yet, in the same breath, refers to God as our Father. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your evil is forgiven, and God is a Father to you. Take a little time right now to just let that sink in, and then express gratitude to God.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.